This is the OBX Fishcast. I'm Jody O'Donnell, and the show is released each Friday on Spotify and the other places you find your podcast. We'll start the program off with Captain Marty Brill filing a fishing report. Give us an idea of what to expect this weekend and the days to come. And we'll also get some tips from Tony. Tony Lombardi from WalkingAngler.com will be discussing the techniques to catch a pompano. Let's start with Captain Marty's fishing report.
We didn't get much of a fleet out. In fact, there was very few boats ventured out yesterday, and so far I've only found one that's ventured out today from any fleet. But we'll see. Fishing has been good with dolphin and all kinds of tuna, blackfin, yellowfin, and big-eye tunas. So the fish are out there. It's just a matter of getting to them. Closer to the beaches yesterday, again, I couldn't find much going on. There's been some great speckled trout fishing back in the Sound, and a few boats did manage to get in a lee and do a little bit of that yesterday, but not much of a lee because that southwest wind come blowing right up the Sound for a while yesterday. And anyway, the day is more of a westerly wind, which is a little bit unusual, but you still got the options are good in the surf. Mostly the wind will be on your back, and if you're north of Cape Hatteras, and there's been some sea mullet. There have been pretty good-sized sea mullet on shrimp or budworms is good. There's also been a scattered pompano, and today is going to be a little bit choppy or maybe a little bit dirty water for Spanish mackerel, but also Spanish and bluefish have been caught, along with a few flounder and other things like that. The head boats fishing, drifting the channels, have been getting out, and they're catching a mixed bag of the same kind of thing you catch off the piers, which would be those same things I just mentioned. Bluefish, flounder, sea mullet, sand lizards, croakers, spot, things like that. And on the piers, you know, that's the one place you can fish almost in any weather conditions, but they're having some good fishing too. But it's gotten a little slower over the last few days, with mostly everybody trying to keep an eye open for a Spanish mackerel coming by.
This is the OBX Fishcast. I'm Jody O'Donnell. The show drops every Friday, or maybe the correct parlance for a program such as this is it gets released every Friday. You can check it out on Spotify and the other sites that carry our podcast. Tony Lombardi, WalkingAngler.com is his site. And today, Tony, you're talking pompano.
Yeah, pompano. A favorite fish to catch for most surf and pier anglers is that pompano. They're rated really one of the best tasting fish of the sea and really one of the best fighters pound for pound. So where would you find pompano here on the Outer Banks? Well, pompano migrate along the entire Outer Banks coast. They can be found from the surf in Kitty Hawk all the way down to Ocracoke Island. Pompano primarily are found along the surf line. The most frequently found close in the trough or the slough, and that's between the sandbars, and they're typically feeding on crustaceans or worms, things that have been churned up by the breaking surf. You know, many pier anglers will also catch them on the pier near the shoreline. So when do we find pompano? Pompano are highly migratory fish. They're on a constant search for food and for the perfect water temperatures. So they're going to travel north in the summer and then head back south in the winter. So we need to follow the water temperatures. And typically down here, we look at the mid-60s to almost 82 degrees is a preferred water temperature for these pompano. And usually that runs from middle to end of May right through September. So that's a good temperature. And if we're going to focus on them, we just need to keep an eye on that temperature because that's really when the sand fleas start showing up and the pompano follow them. So what type of equipment, Jody, do we want to use for pompano?
Well, Tony, before we get to the equipment, I did have one quick question. Around here, the water temperatures can fluctuate greatly depending on the direction of the wind. If you're on the northern beaches, if you get a bunch of southwest wind, that can really lower the water temperature. Will that turn the pompano bite off?
Typically, they follow the warmer temperatures. So you're going to see them when the water temperature cools down on the northern beaches. That catchery is going to be slowing down quite a bit, and then you'll find them down in Hatteras Island.
So they'll go back down towards Hatteras.
They follow the warm temperatures.
Now, also, Tony, occasionally when people want to catch a pompano, you mentioned they like the sand fleas. And if people are thinking, you know what, I am just going to get some of these sand fleas on the beach. I know where they are. I see them all the time. Sometimes, though, you might go to a spot and there's no sand fleas there. What's your plan B?
Well, you just need to search for them. You'll see them digging into the sand, just following a wave as it recedes back into the ocean. They move around. Of course, they're looking for bait themselves. So it's just a search and find of the sand fleas.
This is the OBX Fishcast. Again, we release new episodes each Friday. Find it on Spotify and the other usual podcast sites. Tony, another thing I'm thinking a mistake people may make when it comes to catching these pompanos, you don't want to overcast, do you?
Exactly. That's where the equipment comes into play. You know, typically they're the hardest fighting fish, pound for pound. So typically they don't get very large. We have seen some 3-pounders this year, which is really amazing. But because of their relatively small size, you want to use some small light tackle. In the 10 to 15 pound spinning combo works great. And the other thing is when you use that small gear, you want to set the drag loose. You don't want to make it too tight. So again, that light line can snap if you happen to hook up with a larger pompano.
Talking to WalkieAngler.com's Tony Lombardi, and we're discussing the pompano. And again, you really don't want to cast too far, though, do you, Tony?
No, you want to cast right within where your feet are, no more than about 10 or 15 feet out into the surf. And you can monitor exactly where that slough is by the appearance of the waves.
Are there any bycatches? Like, say, you're going for the pompano. What else may you catch when you're going for a pompano?
Well, you're going to use sand fleas and shrimp. You might even use some fresh clams. But you might pick up some sea mullet or flounder. You might have some speckled trout come through there. Even bluefish will pick up a piece of shrimp or a mole crab.
Talking to Tony Lombardi, WalkingAngler.com. And finally, Tony, let's say we're lucky. We reel in a few pompano. How do you like to cook them up?
Well, I like to bake them, obviously with lemon and butter, and just bake them. And we serve them with a variety of our favorite vegetables. But baking is probably the best way that we like them.
There's even a place called Pompano Beach in Florida. During all your travels up and down the coast, what state do you think usually has the best pompano fishing?
Well, I really think, depending on the season, in the summer, we do. I mean, there's such a variety of sizes here, regardless of whether you're fishing Kitty Hawk or an Eggshead or Buxton. The fish are a good class of fish. And then in the wintertime, I enjoy fishing the Florida Keys and both the east and west coast of Florida for the larger Florida pompano.
Been talking to Tony Lombardi. Tips with Tony. We do this every Friday as part of the OBX Fishcast. Tony, thank you so much.
Great. Thanks, Jody.
Thanks for listening to the OBX Fishcast. I'm Jody O'Donnell. The next OBX Fishcast will be released this coming Friday.